WebmasterRadio.fm presents Search Kingdom, presented by MajesticSEO.com. Every week, we explore the world of search marketing, give in-depth analysis inside the important industry headlines, and interview with the most important industry thought leaders. Search Kingdom begins right now. Please welcome your host and moderator, Dixon Jones.
Hi, and welcome to Search Kingdom. This is Dixon Jones, and I'm here with a very special guest all the way over from Chicago. And I've got Mithil Gandhi here from SEO Clarity. Mithil, how are you?
Good. How are you, Dixon?
Yeah, I'm fine. How's the weather over in Chicago?
Nice and cold, as always.
Yeah, we've got snow here as well, so we've got a little bit of your weather here. So for those that don't know, SEO Clarity and Mithil, we're going to introduce you, of course, but SEO Clarity is one of the enterprise tools out there for SEO. Let's start with you, Mithil, and let's start with the obvious question that I'm sure everyone asks. Gandhi, are you related?
Not really, but the last name does have its advantages when I need to use it.
Okay, so you can't swing India and get the political system to work in your favor all the way.
Much as I would like, no, really.
Okay, not to worry then. So, listen, SEO Clarity. How did SEO Clarity come about? Because you've been around for a fair while, as I recall. So tell us a little bit about you, where you came from, and how SEO Clarity came into being.
Sure. So it's an interesting story. The genesis of SEO Clarity was actually in an agency that I started back in 2004 by the name of Actonia. We consulted with some of the largest enterprises in the country, doing very technical SEO, very strategic SEO for large enterprises, training internal teams, and so on. From over the course of time, we realized a number of these enterprises had pretty much the same challenges, and the challenges really related to scaling internal teams and scaling how much could be done at an enterprise level. There were, back in those, you know, I'm sure listeners and you recall, that there were hardly anything out there except, what is it, IBP and Web Position Goal.
Yep, I remember Web Position Goal very well.
And those tools were desktop. They really weren't built to scale. They really weren't built to do much more than just reporting. They were really good tools at doing one thing, which was, you know, get rankings or, you know, do best practice recommendations around pages. Works well for small businesses, but really didn't fit the mold for enterprises. And that's really where the genesis of this idea came from, was given our own development background and really strong background in search, we decided to bring both together and build a platform for enterprises and take all our experience and our clients and guide the development of what we have today.
Okay, so the platform that you developed, and when did that? How long has that been live as and branded as SEO Clarity? How long has that been out?
So the platform itself went live in 2008. It was used internally by us back in the days when we still had, you know, an agency. We no longer do. Then we officially brought out SEO Clarity in 2009 as a SaaS platform, which, you know, not just our clients but anybody could subscribe to.
Okay.
For a while.
Okay, so that's been out there, and you alluded to scale. I'd like to get back to some comments about scale later in the show, possibly. But you know, what do you find that SEO Clarity brings to the SEO world in terms of the tool? What's the added value really from SEO Clarity compared to other tools that are out there? Really, what do you bring in?
Absolutely. The key difference is in the approach to SEO. So from day one, when we started building SEO Clarity, we approached it with the idea of answering three key questions for enterprises. Number one was helping them understand what exactly is happening with every aspect of SEO for their enterprise site. And that's no mean challenge. That's We're talking about sites with hundreds and millions of pages, tens of thousands of keywords. And our objective was very clear in helping enterprises know exactly what is happening with every aspect of SEO on a daily basis. So we pride ourselves in having the technology and the team and having been doing this the longest time that we know of anybody, of providing daily tracking of every SEO metric.
Is there anyone that can interpret a million pages every day?
Well, we interpret, we track rankings, analytics for a combined millions of pages and millions of keywords. But that's just the beginning part of the puzzle. I think you'll agree, you know, rank checking is a commodity. It's not the end goal of what we provide. It's one of the pieces of the puzzle that we put together. The right. second piece, the second question that we really try to help clients answer, and that's really our focus and our approach, is connecting the dots into what is the impact. For the longest time, SEOs have been, you know, struggling to prove ROI, and while rankings have always been a steadfast companion for proving that, we really try to take it a step forward, and I think we've got a very good success with showing and measuring cause and effect between SEO. All of the efforts that enterprise SEOs put in, and what is the impact to the bottom line and the key performance indicators. And then lastly, where is the opportunity? So given that we do everything on a daily basis, there are a range of opportunities that we can identify that other platforms and other tools that just do things daily, weekly or monthly just can't address. So that's really what differentiates us is from the depth and breadth of data that we collect and how we pull together the insights from that massive volumes of data that we collect.
So you must be pulling in quite a lot of different sorts of data into the technology, and obviously you're building iterative stuff on top of that, but you know, what kind of data sources are you pulling in?
So I'm glad you brought up that question. Frankly, Our view of the world of SEO is that we really, as a platform, need to be able to track and report on every single aspect of SEO. That means that we start, our platform supports tracking everything from bot-level traffic that comes to your website, as an enterprise website,
okay.
and helping you analyze bot-level information, indexation, frequencies, lag times, advances or declines in indexation of your site, all the way through to full crawls of your website, technical audits, you know, millions of pages crawled, not just 10 or 20,000.
So you're obviously bringing in log file information into your information to get the crawls data. And then are you bringing in Google Analytics or other analytics data in as well, third-party data into that information as well?
Absolutely. We built the platform to have a very open architecture. So while we plug in bot-level data, we plug in traffic analytics data from Google Analytics, Omniture, CoreMetrics, you name it. It's a very open platform to absorb all this. And then we layer on top of this all the data around rankings and information on links, backlinks, of course, social, local, mobile. And it's a concept that we call whole page optimization. It's this idea that the search result page is no longer just about organic search. It includes PPC, it includes elements of social, it includes all these other things. There's a local aspect of it. And we approach it holistically. How can we provide our clients with the complete view of the search landscape?
Okay, so one of those bits of data is the link data, and obviously we're going to get into that. So I'm going to take us off to our sponsors now and hear from them, and we'll come back in a little bit and talk about how you're using link data and how that adds value to the technology. So we'll see you again in a couple of minutes.
We will return to Search Kingdom following these important announcements. Rise, links, and web indexes. Take a bow to the largest link map in the world, Majestic SEO. Majestic SEO wields its virtual sort with speed and accuracy to deliver detailed reports of your company's link data and that of your competition. Let Majestic SEO make you your own king of internet marketers. And join the crusade of clients and agencies that have chosen the noble choice for link intelligence. MajesticSEO.com. Maximize ROI to use your time and let Majestic wield its mighty sword. MajesticSEO.com. It's good to be king.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Search Kingdom, presented by Majestic SEO, returns only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Search Kingdom. And I've got Mittal Gandhi from SEO Clarity with me. And he's been talking about enterprise-level SEO tools and particularly SEO Clarity's technology. I'm delighted to say that Mittal, you're using Majestic's data, link data in SEO Clarity now, and that's fantastic. So what made you choose first Majestic's link data?
Sure. I think as I alluded to earlier, our platform is really built to help enterprises answer really, really difficult questions and to not just provide data to them, but provide insights on the data that is unparalleled. As we went about, for years we've been integrating backlink information from a variety of sources and so on.
Did you use Yahoo Site Explorer in the day?
We sure did. And
That's when you needed us, when they got rid of that.
Exactly. That's when a lot of changes started happening from back then. But more recently, over the course of the last year, we've been evaluating a number of different backlink providers' information. And our criteria was really to find the best possible partner that could align with the depth and breadth of information that we want our clients to have access to. And needless to say, I think Majestic's innovations around the Fresh Link Fresh Index, aligns extremely well with kind of our own objective of providing
right,
daily insights.
Right, because that fits into your daily need for daily data. So
absolutely. And having done this for a while, I think we are able to do things, as I had mentioned before, with daily data that nobody else can really do. If you're doing weekly, you really cannot do cause and effect analysis. If you're doing weekly, you really cannot pinpoint and react and be proactive with the alerting systems and things that you need to have in place as an enterprise. And that's where we find the Fresh Index and the daily data, as also the breadth of historical data that we get from Majestic, has been extremely impressive, not to mention, all the other things that we're adding on top of it, which the API allows us to do, and we're able to integrate it extremely well with our platform.
So you've not had any problems. So when you've been developing the technology and putting it in, you found our API to be robust at scale and not cutting out on you and doing the support, and it's been good?
Yes, and the testament to the API is the fact that we're querying the API on a daily basis in our testing and in our development for millions of URLs and retrieving fresh index data for it and leveraging some of the newer calls that you have that you've put out there for doing some innovative stuff on this fresh data.
So you're calling the new calls. So we got things like our calendar calls of links that you found and lost in the last few days.
Absolutely.
You're using, yeah.
Absolutely. That's a huge benefit to our clients who are watching velocity of link acquisitions for competitors, URLs, as also they're looking at what they or their competitors are losing that they can go out and reclaim. So that's a huge benefit, and that calendar call is by itself really insightful for our enterprise SEOs.
Fantastic. So you're talking about the ROI and the effects of being able to measure the impact of everything on a daily basis. So you're doing this on a large amount of scale, and I think what so a lot of people in the SEO industry would be interested in hearing is what is the impact of link changes over short periods of time if you're tracking it, or is it different for different sites, or is there definitely still an impact of links on search engines? How have they changed, particularly post Penguin?
I can unequivocally say, I understand there is a lot of interest in the marketplace for buzzwords and new things, and how Google has changed around the kind of the base of how they analyze links. At the end of the day, though, across our entire enterprise SEO base of clients and customers, which is well over 1,000, we see links still being a fundamental part of any SEO strategy. Our cause and effect analysis has shown, while what has always, I think, smart SEOs and advanced SEOs have always known, good quality links always work. It's not so much about quantity, it's about finding great links, being natural, and if you find those right links, you have a very, very high chance of moving the needle for your data. And that holds true, and that's what our SEOs are really looking for, is, and they continue to invest and build up on this backlink.
Sure. Okay, but of course, links are only one signal in the whole thing, so you're then adding layers of data to our link information. What sort of things are you doing with our link data? You're going back and recrawling?
So that's a really good. So we find a tremendous amount of really good information from the fresh index and the historic index, but on top of that, we also append a tremendous amount of data that our clients can then filter, sort, slice, and dice however they like. We'll go out and collect additional meta information on it. We'll append our own information on keywords that those sites may be ranking for, those URLs may be ranking for. Okay. We'll collect data from other sources and append on top of this backlink data to provide more views to our clients on what is really valuable.
So you've got hopefully a really good, rich view about the kind of quality of pages that are influencing your own clients' web pages.
Exactly. And one of the things that we do is, over the years, we've developed proprietary methods of analysis of doing what we call, decluttering the view. I think enterprise SEO, there's no dearth of data out there for enterprise SEOs. If anything, there's way too much data and not enough insights. So we've developed our own proprietary wisdom of the crowd methodology. And using this methodology, there's a tremendous amount of really good insights that enterprise SEOs can get using link information to surface to the top the best kind of links that their competitors have, or the best kind of types of sites that they should be getting links from that work in their industry.
Yeah.
And those are the things that we can provide on top of the Majestic data that we get.
Okay, well, this is all interesting stuff. I'm going to go away for another ad break now, and when we come back, hopefully we'll talk a little bit about the enterprise market and how that's different from, the old web position golds of this world. So we'll be back after the break. Don't go away.
We will return to Search Kingdom following these important announcements.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think eBrands. Free and unlimited SEO audit reports. eBrands. Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators. eBrands. Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators. eBrands.
brands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to ebrandswithaz.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Aim clear. This is how you sell with social.
Have you tried to do CPA conversions using social PPC and failed? You're not alone. These days, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube require true specialists
to dominate. Aim clear. The agency
brings definitive psychographic targeting,
bleeding edge creative,
and killer content amplification to the social advertising table.
Aim clear. This is how you sell with social. Aim clear. This is how you sell with social.
Search Kingdom, presented by Majestic SEO, returns only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hi, welcome back to the third segment in Search Kingdom today. I'm Dixon Jones, and I've got with me Mittal Gandhi from SEO Clarity. That's SEOClarity.net. And we were talking about links and your technology before. I want to talk a little bit more about the industry and the difference between enterprise tools and what many people would consider tools, things like SEO Moz and Market Samurai, which are perhaps lower cost tools. Is it really important to spend that much more for an enterprise level tool? Why won't these tools work for large organizations?
That's a really good question. So frankly, I'm really excited about the explosion of tools that and platforms that has happened in the marketplace recently. It shows ongoing maturity of this marketplace, where SEOs are turning to be more marketers and looking at this as a marketing channel and how they can leverage it, how they can learn to optimize it. Hmm. Having said that, I think there are a couple of key differences between something like a Market Samurai, like a desktop tool, versus an enterprise platform, a point solution versus a platform. Point solutions do a terrific job of providing a certain set of reports and a certain set of data in a pre-canned fashion that is repetitive for, or scalable for in the same form for hundreds of thousands of customers. On the other end of the spectrum are platforms such as ourselves, where we really pride ourselves in being able to answer the questions that enterprises are asking for that standard reports may or may not be able to answer. So sure, we have a portfolio of over 100 different analysis and reports and views that enterprises can tap into, but where the real power and the real strength of the platform comes from is in its flexibility and customizability. So when enterprises have questions or need analysis or cause and effect relationships or need to deep dive into technical architecture issues, we're not limited in any way to say, well, you can only crawl 10,000 or 20,000 pages and that's all that we'll audit. No, when we go out and audit pages and sites, we'll crawl 1 million, 2 million, 5 million pages or however large websites are, and we'll be able to show a full analysis of technical issues there.
And of course, a desktop tool can't do that. Of course,
a desktop tool. I mean, there are some phenomenal desktop tools for small and medium-sized businesses, but the fact of the matter is those end up with maybe at 100 or 250,000 pages, they just die.
Yeah.
And as an enterprise, you really don't want to rely on something that can't even just gives you 25% visibility into your entire website.
Yeah, I suppose they can't dig very deep.
Exactly. And crawling is just one aspect of it, right? So we have our own crawling infrastructure that allows us to analyze this volume. But then on the flip side, it's the insights that we derive, how we connect the dots. So using the big data that we have, the big data stores, and some really, really smart algorithms on top of it, we provide clients a decision-making tool which replicates their own thought process and enables them to derive insights just like they would normally, you know, piece together from multiple reports. A great example of this is, imagine you wanted to know every competitor that made a change to their titles or metas, and then correspondingly know what the impact of that change was on their ranking results. Really simple example. I mean, you could potentially do
simple
this.
To stay, not simple to do.
Exactly. And those are the challenges that we're really tackling at the enterprise scale, is how do we keep you abreast on things like this versus, you know, if you wanted to take a look at the entire spectrum of every competitor that ranks in the top 100 results for every keyword and correlate changes in link velocity for every one of those 100 sites along with changes in rank velocity or ranking update, ups and downs, those are the kind of things that we piece together using this decision engine, what we call AI, SEO Clarity AI.
Okay, so that's really interesting. So then, you must have, when you're going in and selling SEO Clarity or any business, your business enterprise level technology, is it, what kind of challenges do the clients put to you that they've, you know, that they've had problems perhaps with other systems, other enterprise systems possibly, that, you know, that you know, what's the business problem that they face? You talked about ROI, measuring the ROI on SEO and the impact of SEO. Does that mean that you're coming back with, you know, pounds and pence kind of value of the effort that's gone into SEO over the last, you know, days, weeks, months, however it may be? Or do you kind of think of ROI in different terms?
Yeah, so it's a good question.
I say two questions.
Because there's a couple of different ways to look at it. The primary function of, in our view, of an enterprise SEO platform is to help the SEO do a much better job than what they can do without such a platform. And that means a number of things. It's doing a much better job at you know, being able to derive insights that can give them a competitive edge, doing a much better job with the execution and analysis of what was done, and then doing a much better job of the ROI, the proof in the pudding, right, is in showing the ROI and showing the end results that come about. When we're talking with enterprises and when we go out and meet with all of these companies, these really advanced smart SEOs who are looking for an edge, what we typically find where other platforms fall flat is in number one, their customizability.
Yeah.
You would not believe how many enterprise platforms that claim to be enterprise platforms still churn out, you know, pre-canned analysis and reports and push their view of SEO onto advanced SEOs who are actually in the trenches instead of the other way around. So we like to think of ourselves as being the platform provider that is directed more by what advanced SEOs want than what our view of the SEO world is. And that's the first thing. The second thing is, despite a lot of platforms being called enterprise platform, they have severe limitations. You know, for instance, if you were Walmart and you're selling pretty much everything under the sun, these enterprise platforms will still limit you to comparing your performance against 5 or 10 universal competitors.
Right.
Which, in our view, just doesn't make sense. If you're selling patio furniture and you're selling hardware and tools, the competitive set is completely different.
Right, of course it is.
And looking at, you know, just 5 competitors and saying, hey, I'm doing exceptionally well compared to these other 5 folks in food and grocery versus hardware, that means nothing, because as every person, every SEO who's done SEO for any period of time knows, every keyword's competitive set is different.
So how do you get around that, Mittal? How do you get around that in your approach?
We don't limit our clients. We don't limit our clients in the competitors that they can analyze against. So think about us as a data store and an insight generation engine, which takes all of this massive amounts of data and then allows you to slice and dice it and then use our insights engine to derive insights from there. So if you're, you know, if you're a large enterprise with multiple scales of multiple business lines, you can literally have competitive comparisons for specific to every business line, not just universal. And that's that completely changes the kind of data that you look at. And fundamentally, if you're looking at better data and more accurate aligned data, you should be making much better decisions rather than, you know, comparing Walmart comparing itself to Target for, you know, refrigerators.
Okay, well, we're nearly time's up, but you're coming over to England soon, so you're coming up over to the UK. Who do you want to see when you get over here? What are you looking to achieve over in the UK?
Yes, we're really excited about this this foray into England and in UK and being in London in February, and this is going to be a start to a wonderful expansion of our platform and our availability and everything for European clients. I think we're focused on looking for really smart advanced SEOs who've maybe tested, trialed, and finally reach the limits with other platforms, and we want to show them what they can upgrade to.
Okay, and if they want to get hold of you, how are they going to find you?
Easiest way is our website, seoclarity.net. There's a contact form up there. There's a phone number up there. We would love to hear from any of the listeners who are interested in finding out more about our platform and maybe seeing a demo of the kind of cool things that we're doing, and we look forward to it.
You'll be at SES London?
Sure, we definitely will be, and we would love to set up time. We're going to be there for quite a while before and after the show. We would love to set up a time to meet in person with as many people as we can, as many companies as we can.
Well, I look forward to taking you out for a meal again, and thanks ever so much for using the Majestic Data. Well, we reached the end of the session again. Thanks ever so much for joining me on Search Kingdom. I hope there was some interesting stuff for you there. And thank you, Mittal, and we'll see you all next time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.